1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you,
Tim. And it's Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join Gard on his website, libertyconspiracy.com.
Thank you, Ian.
Well, thank you, Gardner, for coming all the way out here and doing the show with us. Always appreciate you taking the time to do that. And hopefully our listeners appreciate you by going to your website at libertyconspiracy.com and patronizing your excellent show as well.
Thanks, buddy.
So let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. We'll start things out this hour with Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the other day, Gene, the Christian anarchist, called from China, relating his experiences over there with regards to freedom. And I've just returned from 6 weeks in Kuwait. And I'd like to talk about a little bit about my experiences and maybe answer any questions you guys might have. The first thing I noticed when I got there, we went driving around out in this little town, and I was looking for Cuban cigars. I didn't realize that they were there in the airport, which, by the way, it's a criminal offense to smoke a Cuban cigar, even if you're an American, even if you're in a third country.
Oh, no.
Now, were you there in the military in Kuwait?
No, I work in the oil industry.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and I just thought that was kind of interesting. They own you. If you're abroad, if you go to Kuwait and smoke a Cuban cigar, you can be punished. I think it's a $5,000 fine and a year in prison.
I've never heard of that. That's crazy, right. But I believe it.
Yeah.
And it's also ludicrous because the American government won't, there's plenty of laws, things that are legal in the United States to do that would be illegal to do in Kuwait, I'm sure. And they don't protect you from the Kuwaiti laws while you're over there. They just enforce other new laws on you while being out of the country.
Yeah, you have a different, you have a new stratum of laws applied to you all of a sudden.
See, but the thing is, you work in the oil industry, so we want to make sure your life is as bad and nasty as possible, you evil, evil, money-grubbing oil jerk. That's there.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, I worked with, one thing is they had a random suspicionless police checkpoint. And so all of us in the car, there was two Egyptians and one Pakistani, and they checked the Pakistani and the Egyptian guy's papers, and they did not check mine because I'm an American, and they love Americans over there. But in my estimation, they love them for the wrong reasons. They love us because we have an interventionist foreign policy, and they think that's fantastic. In fact, when you're driving down the highway in Kuwait, one of the things that you'll see from time to time is a sign in Arabic and English that says, God bless the United States Army. God bless the United States military.
Wow.
Yeah, you cannot talk sense to a Kuwaiti about U.S. foreign policy that I have found.
Well, now, likely they feel, and you know, this is how it is when you employ force, political force, whether, you know, no matter how it is. And in the case of Kuwait, it makes perfectly good sense to me. Some people are happy about it, and some people are sad about it, and some people are dead. And,
sure.
You know, and the Kuwaitis happen to be the ones who benefited. I'm not saying that Iraq going after them, going in there was a good thing. I'm just saying that getting involved in it really isn't any of our business at all.
Exactly. I remember on the Harry Brown show, Harry Brown, the former Libertarian presidential candidate who had a show on GCN Network, I remember some lady called up and thought that she had the ultimate slam dunk in a debate with Harry about the war, and she goes, look, I'm over there, and those Kuwaiti people, everywhere I went, they were thanking Americans, and they were praising us and, you know, heaping love on us and respect and all this stuff, and Harry goes, of course. If you take the side in any conflict and you help the one side become victorious, of course that side's going to think that you're amazing and wonderful and great and fantastic.
Right. If you step in between in a fight between two seven-year-old boys that hate each other and are going at it and trying to kill each other, and you step in and you punch one of them in the head and say, you're bad, and then you tell the other one, you're good, go ahead, kick him some more or whatever, then the one kid's going to think you're great.
Yep, you got it.
You've helped him.
There was a few other little things that I noticed. One of them is that Coca-Cola, which I don't drink a lot of soft drinks. Once in a while, I do drink, you know, maybe once or twice a month, actually. And I noticed the Coke tasted different, and I looked at the ingredients, which are printed in Arabic and English.
Sugar.
And they use real sugar. Because why? They're not a sugar-producing country. So why on earth would they have a tax on sugar? They don't, you know, on imported sugar.
That's incredible, isn't it? The place where they don't produce sugar, you can get sugar. And, I mean, it's the government is so completely backwards, counter. Yeah. It's so upside down. And, you know, I was thinking about this whole thing of the we love Americans and so on. And, you know, of course they're going to really dig us, our government or whatever, if you know, they're getting our police protection forces for, you know, cut rate.
Well, welfare recipients probably really love the government, too.
Yeah, you know, they love Ted Kennedy and Barack Obama and in some cases George Bush. I mean, goodness sake, you know, you get the elderly getting prescription plan, drug plan D, you know. You know, it's kind of strange when you look at how over the years the influence of America has really, really played favorites. And I always bring up the Hatfield and the McCoy situation. If you've got the Hatfield and the McCoys going at each other's throats, you're going to pick a side. The other side's going to really hate you. Mm-hmm. And this is what we run
into. Probably be an equal amount. I mean, if the Kuwaitis, and obviously there are probably some of them that get it, but they aren't the ones paying for the road signs. So if the ones that are in favor of the American government's intervention are X to on the spectrum of favoring versus hating, they're out on, you know, far out to the favoring side. There are probably as equal amount of people that are as far out on the hating side, just as an equal and opposite reaction.
And let's say hypothetically, Ian, that was not the outcome of it. Let's say that 99% of the people in these countries where people's tax money was taken to throw bombs at the supposed bad guys and get the bad guys out, they loved us all. Let's say they loved all Americans, that we made tons and tons of friends. Does that still offer a moral rationale for military operations in other countries?
No. Or a practical rationale.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
The question you have to ask yourself is, you know, you're looking at a bell curve here with a line running down the middle.
Yeah.
You know, half of them like us, half of them dislike us. Some are in the middle and sort of ambivalence. And there's the ones way out on the end, the fringers, some of whom are willing to kill us. What are the people on the other side willing to do? Buy somebody else's products? Because they're not buying mine.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who died on 9/11 in the Twin Towers, or those kind of people, the ones on Flight 93, those people died. But how did they benefit from the interventionist foreign policy of the United States? And this is what Smedley Butler was trying to say in his in his book War is a Racket, the two-time Medal of Honor winner from the Marine Corps general. This guy says, you know, is all I was is a muscle man for the for big business.
I actually tried to read that Smedley Butler book. He said he was not a very good writer. So
no, he sort of wrote that, like he talked in a very homey way. But it's a short book, and
it's not too long.
At the very least, if you read chapter headings and then just look at the pictures, the bloated bodies in World War I, you get an idea.
I have to ask, I got to mention, I think that name Smedley is just dang cool.
Yeah,
and second of all, was this book on the Oprah list?
No.
Okay, I will not have read it. You know, I mean, I only
nor Oprah. Will I ever.
Yes,
read Oprah.
Last thing, if I could, before the music cuts me off. When I came back through, I came back with over $13,000 worth in cash, in American money, and two Cuban cigars. And what I did was I just put all that stuff on the top of my bag. So if they said anything, I would just totally play dumb and say, "What? I didn't know you. What are you talking about? I didn't know you weren't allowed to do that. What is Cuban cigars? What's a Cuban cigar?" But they didn't even check.
So it's like
they didn't check. You had the Cuban cigars right out on top. They didn't even look at it.
Right on top. Yep, and they did not even check.
Is this U.S. Customs?
The guy in front of me in line was a very well dressed businessman, and I came through in overalls and dirty boots.
Wow!
And they just passed me right on by. Yeah, go on. Welcome back to the country, you bum.
And Mark, you were asking what?
I was just asking if this was the U.S. Customs or if this was the middle.
Yeah, U.S. Customs. Yeah, okay.
So
US
you had $13,000 in cash in your bag, and they didn't even spot that.
Didn't even spot it. $13,200 and something. Didn't even spot it. And two Cuban cigars right on top, man. I mean, I thought about hiding them. What do I do? Put them in my boots? No, they'll make me take those off.
Yeah.
Jeez, what do I do with these cigars? You know what? I'm going to put them right on top. And I did.
I was just wondering what kind of denominations you have there.
100. And
$220. Wow.
Yep.
Great story, dude. Thank you. Hidden in plain sight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Sometimes the best place to hide something is right where they're not looking because it's the obvious place. More on the way, though they are looking. Very strange. Maybe they're not as concerned about money coming in as they are money going out, but that's just speculation. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website for free for you at freetalklive.com. Now, take a look at the Low Country Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues around the country, liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folk. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting, and he tries to add some humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. That's lclreport.com. All right, let's continue here and with your phone calls. Dave is in New Hampshire. Speaking of Ridley-os, Dave, the originator of the term Dave Ridley, at least I'm presuming that's who this is.
Dave. Hey, guys.
Hey. Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about something. It's only the best place to point the camera is often where no one else is pointing it. And right now, most of the Liberty people are not aiming their attention at a big event that's going on this week, and that is the second Ed and Elaine Brown trial.
Mm. Now, Ed and Elaine Brown, who are they, Dave, for our listeners that don't
know? Well, they're a couple from Plainfield, New Hampshire, longtime New Hampshire residents, who Ed's a little bit nutty. Elaine is not. And they basically led an eight-month standoff, non-standoff standoff, I guess is what they kind of called it, against federal marshals after boycotting a tax trial.
Mm-hmm.
And they were eventually captured. After 8 months, the Fed took them into being captured. And
the people who helped them also some of those got arrested.
That's true.
Right. Four of their helpers got arrested. These were not New Hampshire residents. They had folks who'd come from all over the country to help them.
Yeah, the outpouring of support was amazing. I mean, considering Ed was, again, as you say, not the most persuasive of gentlemen.
The cause of liberty.
All of those things considered, they still had a tremendous outpouring of support from people all around the country, from people in New Hampshire as well, that were there at their house at all hours of the day and the night to provide them with company and to let them know that that people still cared about what was happening to them. Unfortunately, the cops did manage to infiltrate, and they caught them off guard and arrested them. And now both of them have been in federal prison. Odds are good they're probably going to be there for the rest of their lives. But apparently that wasn't the punishment they received wasn't enough, and now they're back on trial. Right, Dave?
Yeah, and of course, you do have, like, you brought up a good point. You have to wonder what would happen if a nice person had challenged the feds, and they would have gotten a lot more support. But even as imperfectly as Ed did it, he did get a lot of support. And it's important to remember, Ed and Elaine Brown are two different people. Elaine, although she's very supportive of her husband, didn't do many of the controversial things that her husband is accused of doing. Mm-hmm. Yet she's sort of being thrown into the same trial as him. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, you know, there's a relatively innocent person being thrown in under the bus along with Ed, who is sort of not entirely innocent, but not, you know, doesn't deserve what they're doing to him either.
No, he used a lot of violent rhetoric in his when he was speaking, but he never actually followed through on any of it. So he did not enact violence. He just sort of threatened it as a possibility.
Right. And, of course, I tried to keep count, and I believe the feds used violence on six different occasions during the standoff. And, of course, none of the Brown supporters ever did.
This is all true, but it to show that there's no real benefit at all even to using violent rhetoric in as part of your activism for freedom. And that's heard quite frequently among this movement. Well, they come for my guns, bullets first, and, you know, all those kinds of saber-rattling talk. And look where it got Ed Brown.
Yeah, it's just talk. But I do think it's important not to forget about them. I think it's unfortunate that folks haven't stayed, you know, as in touch with what's going on as they probably could have.
Do you know where things stand?
I'll probably go to the trial either tomorrow or the next day and just sort of, you know, try to report what I see as best I can and how much else I can do.
What's do you know what this is going to be about?
Well, they're trying them for alleged crimes committed during the standoff.
Jeez.
And the crimes are, quote-unquote, crimes, creating explosive devices, what do they call it, blocking justice? That's not the right word.
Obstructing?
Obstructing justice, yeah. I think those are the two of the charges that I remember. Now, this is one thing where it's kind of interesting how the mainstream press is doing a good job of staying in touch with this, and so normally with things, I would feel like my job is done once the mainstream press starts paying attention to something. But here it's like the mainstream press. They are paying attention, but the Liberty press, it seems like, is not.
Interesting.
Maybe they burned too many bridges.
I mean, Ed, I remember I interviewed Ed right after they got the warrant issued. Mm-hmm. We just got him for like 5 minutes when I was doing my radio show in New London, and he had a sympathetic ear with me, and he was like really intense. And he did an interview with a guy down in Boston who was trying to be sympathetic to him, and he was very, very defensive.
He kicked you out of his home, Dave Ridley.
That's correct.
Yeah, you're still following his case. I would say that maybe others just don't have the level of intrepidness or forgiveness or whatever that would be the factors.
Again, the thing to remember is Elaine didn't kick me out of the house. Even if Ed's a bad person, that doesn't automatically mean Elaine is. And they're trying to throw her under the bus just like him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, even if he is a bad person and kicked me out of his house, he's got a right to kick me out of
sure
his
he
house.
Is. It's his house, so, and you know that's even if he's a bad person, it doesn't mean that injustice should be done to him.
No, I agree with yes, all of that. I'm just trying to say that if you want people to support you at your trials, you need to support them back and kind of reciprocate. I mean, just as an example, there's a free stater here a liberty activist here in the Keene area who, as of late, had some incidents in regards to him kind of agitating, sounding as though he might have been agitating for violence, and it really turned a lot of people off. Some people decided to ostracize him and to basically tell him, look, you're not welcome in my home anymore over this. And, you know, the fact is, this guy is here, and there's a trial coming up for him, and he was asking people, does this mean you're not going to come to my trial and not going to support me? And in this case of some of the activists, that is exactly what it means. I'm somebody who is probably, I've been accused of being way too forgiving. I consider myself a pretty forgiving guy, and I'm still on the, you know, I still believe this gentleman can improve himself. I believe that he has shown some progress since he's arrived here and is not as loud and vehement as he has been in the past, and I've done my best to support him along in this. And he came up and apologized this weekend at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I think he ate a little bit of crow. He apologized to some of the activists. I don't know how many he apologized to, but he definitely apologized to me and the people I was standing with at the time, and that won him back some points. But it's a process, and when he comes up to trial, there will be fewer people turning out because of the things that they perceive he has done. It's a reality.
History has shown again and again that testosterone is the most mentally debilitating drug ever. I mean, and you know, some people have more than others.
Four guys talking about that here, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, it's frustrating that that's the case, but when the liberty activists have so much to do with so many things to choose from which to choose as far as to spend their time on, I don't blame them for choosing to spend their time on supporting the activism of people that they support. And I'm sorry, Elaine made the choice of standing by her husband in a case where it may have resulted in people ostracizing her at the same time, even though she might not have really have deserved it. And I don't blame her for making that choice, for standing by her man at all, but you know, choices have consequences. I'm not making any excuses for this, just kind of explaining the way things are. Dave, thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9%
99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. But better yet, join us on the phones and bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And many of the features on our website, almost all of them are completely free, and that includes the chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com, get interactive with a bunch of our listeners. Chat.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls about anything, it's John in Massachusetts. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Just great, John. What's on your mind tonight?
I was speaking to somebody earlier before I came online. I was explaining to them that I've been listening to Alex Jones since 2001. And I kind of feel trapped, you know what I mean? I'm a black man. I'm poor. I don't have money to go buy guns and bullets and stock up on rice and lentil beans and flour.
Uh-huh.
And when I try to talk to people about this stuff, I get resistance. People hang up on me. People don't answer my phone calls. And I feel alone. So basically, my
Point of information, what stuff are you trying to talk to people about?
And also, what people?
Well, people that I know, you know.
Yeah.
Friends,
you know,
family?
I'm acquainted with.
Okay.
And the kind of stuff I'm talking about is like that carbon monoxide bill they just passed without reading.
Oh, yeah.
Science, variety, stuff like that, you know. About the events of 9/11, which is old stuff.
That's where I would be turned off by you as well.
Yeah, I don't really talk about that. That's old stuff. But I'm just saying what led up to that, you know, Obama wanted to raise taxes up to $330 billion.
Yep.
And
so you're saying the people you talk to, just they don't want to hear what you have to say.
They don't want to hear about forced inoculations. They don't want to hear about this carbon monoxide tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
make people
have you
lose
considered
jobs.
Have you considered talking to them about things that that may matter to them?
No, that's a good idea. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I understand, like, I don't know much about the show you referenced at the beginning of your call. I know who he is. I know that he does a great job reporting on the police state, and that I commend him for. The conspiracy mongering, I'm not a fan of, personally. But I think that when you're talking with people and you're communicating with people, it's always best to start from a point of agreement. Gotcha. And as far as I don't know what your goals are either, because I don't know.
No, my goal is just to share the information. So when they come, in one example, this Gardasil shot they be giving these girls, right?
Yeah,
this is
they're telling the girls it's the law
for
what? What about it?
They're telling them it's the law. They have to take the shots.
Wow.
And they said only a few people died. I understand there's thousands of girls dying from these shots. And when they die, they're bleeding from their eyes, nose, mouth, and ears. Now, you know, and now they're saying the boys got to have the shots, too, because they can give the girls cancer.
Well,
so
here's a question for you. What do you think when you talk to these people, just like Ian was saying, what do you think when you talk to these people will draw them in a way that won't scare them too much, but will get them concerned about something?
I think I'm scaring them.
Right.
I think I'm scaring them.
Right. So, yeah, if you can pick something that is, you know, fairly well substantiated that shows that politicians are interposing between them and their freedoms,
right.
Whether it's, you know, taking away their money so that they can't make decisions themselves, whether it's the light bulb stuff, whether it's the value of their money or whatever.
And these food banks they build all over the place.
Yeah, so just take a step back and see which ones you think they would see as maybe a little bit too far off on the fringe, and the ones that you say, okay, you know, if I were sitting around, I don't think they'll be. I mean, you probably had enough conversations, you can sort of tell which ones turn people off, you know?
Well, and you also have to know your audience. You also need to know your audience. I mean, so you know, if you're talking with somebody who has children and is concerned, if you already know they're concerned about vaccines and things like that, then they might be interested in, you know, the kind of the medical information that you're looking to pass on.
The thing is that I've studied that about the vaccines, like the Operation Paperclip.
What's that? I don't know about that.
That's these German scientists that were exterminating people in Nazi Germany, and they brought them to the United States, over in the United States, and they're making all these vaccines, which are making the T cells and the B cells are reciprocal, and once you take a vaccine, it stimulates one of the cells, which makes the other one dormant. So basically, it doesn't do anything for the infection. It's like cutting a branch of a tree when the roots in the foundation is poison.
See, I have no idea what you just said.
I'm talking about inoculations, you know, the vaccines for this, like this swine flu that's out here, this pandemic.
So you're saying vaccines are total bunk.
The medical people are saying it. I'm not saying it. The medical people are saying it.
Well, some medical people would say differently, and that's, you know, where
I understand it about the Hippocratic Oath and all that stuff. They can't tell you, well, these vaccines won't help you. I understand that part. But in terms of explaining how the antigens work and how microorganisms work through a natural immunity, right, and when they told people, well, if you take this vaccine, it's going to help you, what they didn't understand was there's a natural thing called IgA, which is an antibody which initiates the National Guard-given immune response within respiratory tract mucosa. So they didn't.
See, I think you may know too much. I don't know what you're talking about. I've heard a lot of stuff about vaccines over the time. I just don't retain it because it's not something that I don't have kids. It's not something that I consider really important in my life. But Mark, you're here listening to this as somebody who does have a one point something year old at home. So, I mean, what is
it's almost like that, it's like that population control thing. You know what I mean?
Is it sounding to you, Mark, as somebody who does have a kid and probably does have a, you know, kind of horse in the race, even with someone has an interest in vaccines?
I don't have, my child is not vaccinated, and, you know, my concern is allergies to vaccines. And I want, if my child is going to become vaccinated, I want to be able to see him as a boy, as opposed to just getting him done as an infant and shooting up full of drugs. At the very least, he'll have more body weight to be able to handle these things. But at the same time, some of the stuff I've heard here, I'm questioning if the scientific method has been used on it.
That's a very good point.
But are you understanding what he's even saying? Like,
no.
I'm not even...
No.
Like, what I'm saying here is, I don't have a horse in this race. I'm not even interested in the topic. Mark,
you as somebody
who is even interested... Who has an interest in the topic to the point where you have not vaccinated your one-something-year-old.
And I've studied it. I don't know what he's talking about.
You are completely in the dark as to what John is saying here. So, John, I think
well,
that...
Well, I'm only giving you a piece... Of what I'm saying. That's why you guys understand
it. I couldn't handle listening to the rest of the pieces.
That's one of the problems, John. I give you an example. There's a longtime New Hampshireite who, if you happen to run into him at a freedom thing, a freedom event around here, and he gets your ear, will keep you there for 20 minutes, a half hour as you try to escape him.
Dick Mark, I got you.
And, you know, and so what you've got to do is you've got to attenuate. Based on, you got to realize when you're going overboard on too much information, switch over to something else, ask their opinions about stuff that concerns them, and you got to know when you got to pull back.
I really appreciate what you guys are saying to me. I really do. Thank you.
Well, you know, trial and error is certainly going to help, but being able to observe the reactions of the person you're talking to and knowing that it's really important to have, again, a common base to start from. That you know, if an issue comes up and they're very upset at something that government has done, then that's a great time to, you know, to set in and say, well, here's how the marketplace, for instance, could do a better job at this. Or, you know, if something comes up and you can see that one of the issues you really care about would be relevant to the conversation at that time, that's the time to go ahead and bring it up. Not just go ahead and spam out something to them because you think it's interesting. They also have to think that topic is
good
interesting,
point.
And they may not. Just as one other example of this, and I thank you for the call tonight. I wish you the best of luck. But just as another example, in the world of activism and doing outreach, I've been talking about the Fully Informed Jury Association and how we've been doing the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach in front of the courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire for almost an entire year right now, giving people information about jury nullification. If I were to just do that out in the college, out in front of the cafeteria, I would not get the same interest level because those people, they're not being called for jury duty. They don't care at that point in time. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call to make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you, so enjoy them on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. And getting a full list of things that are options that are on the table for you to utilize to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. Tony in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to respond to the last caller.
Sure.
It's, you know, I'm into that stuff, too. Learning about the vaccines and such, but I also realize that a lot of that information, it really does get over people's heads. I would say that the good conspiracy people put the information out there for the people that are interested in it, and the other with the other people, as far as spreading that information to other people, it kind of have to keep it simple and keep them curious. If anything at all, and make sure that it's good information. That's the thing, too. And the thing with the vaccine...
Well, I think that there's a big problem. I mean, you're talking about conspiracy theories. I for one, am not interested in...
Oh, I know you're not interested. And that's a lot of times why I don't really talk about that stuff.
And the information in a lot of cases is speculative. By a lot of the conspiracy shows, they're just reporting speculation. That's why there's theories for the most part.
Yeah, it's up to the minute. Up to the minute. It depends on what you're talking about. Of course, that's a very vast subject. So I was just saying, I don't really know.
But in general, you're right. Keeping it simple, whatever it is you're talking about, if you're trying to persuade, whether you're trying to persuade somebody on the ideas of liberty or some conspiracy theory or, you know, how to cook something better, keeping it simple rather than going into some elaborate explanation when people are time challenged is generally a good idea. I would agree with you there. I mean, people are busy in this world today. Most people are, and they don't have the time to sit and listen to a 30-minute symposium on whatever the issue is that you think is important.
No, definitely not. You don't want that. If anything, it's handing out a DVD or something, or just point them to the Free State Project.
Hey,
there why not?
Sometimes a series, a very short series of well-phrased questions is also a great way to sort of change things up a little bit in a conversation. You know, would you do this? Do you think it's right to do this? How do you feel about this? and then answering.
Most people aren't. Most of the things that people listen to don't encourage them to ask questions. I mean, a lot of talk shows are very top down. I am the man. What's a wrestling bus say? One hand tied behind my back.
Yes.
Man in the world with the
God behind the microphone. You will hear me and listen to every word I say. And they don't encourage you to, you know, ask things, your own questions for yourself, question your beliefs, question what you're hearing on the radio. It's just whatever I say is true because I've got a team of researchers behind me and a microphone, so therefore we must be telling you the truth. And I think that, you know, you don't want to fall into that trap of being the all-knowing expert.
Rushy.
Yeah. I like your idea, Gardner, of asking questions to lead people down the path you want them to go down.
Yeah, I think I've heard enough information about the vaccines not to want to take them myself.
Sure.
And hopefully push people a little bit towards that way. It seems like a lot of the people that I know around here personally know about the vaccines and that they're generally not good. So I don't really need to push that stuff too much.
Exactly. You got to know your audience. Absolutely. Yeah. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Just keep plugging away, man. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate hearing from you.
Night.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. A little bit of international news here, and it's not good. This one from the UK, hamhigh.co.uk. An elderly couple's Christmas was ruined by bungling police who burst into their home in the middle of the night and caused thousands of pounds worth of damage. Just in case you thought the bungled police raids only happened here in the United States. Child Hills couple Veronica and Donald Martin were fast asleep when officers smashed down their front door, only to discover they had raided the wrong address. The pensioners, who are still in shock, have been left with no secure front door for their Christmas, as police merely installed a zinc sheet and a padlock afterwards. So I guess they should be grateful the police even did that. In many cases, they'll just bust in and then say what they made a mistake, say whoops, and then leave. And then you have to repair the damage.
Yeah.
This is apparently it completely ruined their Christmas. They couldn't believe the police were refusing to fix their front door or even apologize. At the time, they said, I don't feel
working
safe.
Working for the government means you never have to apologize.
That's right. You'll still get your paycheck whether you do or you don't.
Yeah.
At the time, they said, I don't feel safe at all. When I look at the little padlock, it makes me feel sick with worry. 8 officers and 2 police dogs burst into the flat in the early morning hours of November 23rd because police believed a suspected armed robber was in the house. So in this case, it wasn't even a drug raid. We're an elderly couple, and we were in bed around midnight, said Mr. Martin. Then we heard a horrible noise as the front door was smashed in. We thought we were being burgled, and my wife was afraid she was going to get hurt. And there's a very real possibility that they might have hurt those folks.
Absolutely. They're lucky they didn't get shot.
After causing further destruction by kicking through the kitchen door, followed by damaging the freezer and bathroom doors, officers stormed up the stairs, shouting, "Stop, police! Don't move!" When Ms. Martin, who's recovering from a brain tumor, asked why they hadn't knocked before charging through the flat, she claims an officer told her,
I don't have to knock. I don't know.
No, he was just doing his job.
Of course.
The couple are still waiting for a full explanation to the botched raid, saying they expected the front door to be replaced within a couple of days. I mean, that's a reasonable expectation. You are paying these people salary.
It is your front door.
Yeah. But a month on later, no action has been taken, and police are still refusing to pay for the damage they caused. Obviously, this is an old story. The police asked me if I had insurance that would cover the cost of the door, but why should I lose my no claim, says Mr. Martin. I have done absolutely nothing wrong. Use your insurance, chap. We're out of here.
I love how they always say things like, you know, you are our clients, and we work for you. Oh, really? Then I can't fire you.
I remember being a young punk kid and hearing some of the explanations that other punk kids would use for burglary and vandalism.
Yeah.
And one of the excuses that they would use is their insurance will pay for it.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
So these cops apparently are on the same level as punk kids doing burglaries and vandalism.
Except they can get away with it. They can investigate their own crimes and find themselves completely innocent of all the charges.
And none of these cops, by the way, are going to pay for this personally. Anything happens, it'll come out of the state coffers, and that'll come out of the taxpayers' pockets.
We've seen cops get medals for their behavior in botched police raids before. They've been awarded for they were doing the right thing under their mistaken circumstances.
Wow.
after my brain hemorrhage, said the lady of the home. She says, after my brain hemorrhage, the hospital told me to stay quiet and calm. Now I'm stressed and jumpy and can't sleep because I keep thinking about what happened. Can you imagine how that might torture you if you had a brain tumor? Even if you didn't have a brain tumor, just the sleepless nights that might follow, something like that, never knowing when your door will be kicked in again, if they'll make the same mistake a second time. Maybe lightning can strike twice in the same place in this case.
Well, they will if they keep on causing problems.
Child's Hill counselor Jack Owen said, "It's quite obvious the police botched the operation, should own up and pay for the damage they caused to the property and apologize for the damage they've done." Well, yes, that is obvious, but the police spokesman said, "Officers forced entry into a flat in Lizzle Court as police believe the offender was inside the premises. We can confirm Brent police have received an official complaint, and it is being investigated. Officers have been liaising with the occupiers of the premises. We are not
salt in their butts.
We are not legally obliged to pay any claim for damage caused during a search or a warrant, and that includes negative searches."
Wow.
So negative searches must be a term for when we botched it up. We screwed it up. We searched the wrong house. We destroyed your property in the process of an illegal search, which even if it was completely legal and done correctly, it was probably for the war on drugs in most cases, and so therefore it shouldn't have been done in the first place. But anything we destroy in the process of turning your home upside down, you are completely liable for. Screw off. Oh, yes, and don't forget to pay your property taxes. Because then we'll steal your home if you don't pay. If you don't continue to pay the salaries of the men
that
ruined your life, that are now contributing to your disturbed, brain-hemorrhaged wife staying up late nights, not being able to get the sleep she was once able to get, keep paying up, because those guys got to keep eating donuts.
Incredible.
Where does it end? When will it stop? When will people have the courage to stop paying these folks? When will it happen?
And, you know, that was around Christmas time. It's incredible to think that some Christians think that the state is justified.
Well, that goes back to the conversation we were having earlier about Christians and the state. And how can somebody call themselves a Christian and, to a Christian, the Ten Commandments are the highest of laws. Thou shalt not steal, which is what the state does inherently. Exactly. And thou shalt not kill, which is the threat that the state makes in behind all of its programs. Not only that, the state does actively kill. I mean, it's going on all state killings are going on all across the country.
Absolutely.
Or all across the world. Excuse me. The state has been responsible for the murder of millions of people in the 20th century alone. So the idea that one could be a Christian and at the same time support the coercive apparatus known as the state is complete nonsense to me. At least it should be that way to any real Christian. Not that I'm a real Christian or anything. I was once.
You said it well. I agree.
Yes. Hey, Gart, thanks for coming out tonight.
Thank you, brother.
And Mark, thanks to you as well.
Well, thanks.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.